Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking. I'm recording a podcast. Your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello, you guys. Thank you for your patience last week. I really thought, because my voice was kind of crappy, that I just would rest it. I rested it last week and still don't have it today. So we're just going to go with it. I have a bunch of interviews scheduled for tomorrow. So you guys are going to get to hear other people. I'll just hope my guests are willing to take most of the talking over so I don't have to talk so much. But as far as some housekeeping, if you guys go into the episode notes, that first link you're going to find is my favorite supplement. Okay. If you do not have AC11 and you're taking colostrum, you're doing it wrong. This is a one-stop shop. It's got three ingredients. It's three scoops in the morning. And it will change everything. It will change everything for you. My skin is changing. My whole body, I just feel better. My energy is different. I'm a sugar addict, and I can assure you that it has absolutely curbed some of that craving. I was like, wake up in the morning, sugar. An hour later, sugar. An hour later, sugar. It's definitely not that extreme anymore. Once or twice a day, I relapsed. I fell off the wagon. Since October 10th, I've been struggling with sugar again, but definitely nowhere near what I used to be. And then if you look down there, we've got brandonlinette.com where you can sign up for emails. That's my love letter where you're going to get all the goodies from me. Okay. All the goodies from me. And make sure that when you sign up for emails that you're setting to see first so that I'm not going to your spam. Okay. Set me to favorites. That way you're not missing the love letters. You're not missing the newsletters. You're not missing the announcements. And you're not missing the secret links that I share, especially if you're someone who's looking to monetize social media. I would stay in that inbox. Okay. So today, you guys, just having a conversation with a few people, trying to grasp a topic out of the air. I think the best topic for today for us to start the week off is I want to give you guys some ways to remove anger and to gain peace. If you're like my husband, you absolutely get angry when you're feeling hurt. And you get angry when you're feeling unhappy. You get angry when you're feeling frustrated. And criticism is a huge common trigger for those angry feelings. But I want you guys to understand, being angry is something that happens to you. People are not making you angry, okay? This is something that you do to yourself. And it's not useful emotion. It's not an unnecessary emotion. I think anger has a place, okay? But if you are excessive, we're talking to the excessively angry people. This is draining your energy and it's damaging your health. It's ruining your relationships and it's holding you back from any new opportunities. And I know that it's hard. We cannot control outside circumstances. That's never going to be possible for us, okay? You can learn to control your reaction. That's what we want to do. We want to control our perspective. We want to handle our attitude. We want to focus on our perspective. And it's not going to be 100% all the time. And I say that because I've done the healing. I've done the work. I am not a reactive person unless, you know, I'm on the road, my kids are in the car, and some jackoff tries to cut me off doing 90, right? My anger comes out really fast. I was scared. It scared me. Yesterday, the whole issue with the dogs in the fence, I felt that anger. I was super angry. I was angry, you know, at the fact that there wasn't anything done on a side of a gate to protect dogs from coming into my yard. I built a fence, dogs broke through it. I felt that anger, right? But it was really scared. I was scared. These dogs were fighting. It was aggressive. It was a very scary situation, but that anger pops out, okay? But I want you guys to understand, like, this chronic anger doesn't have to be who you are. Angry doesn't have to define you. If you're starting to be angry over like irrelevant shit, that's chronic anger. Stuff that doesn't matter. Spilled milk, your kid spills water. Like, that's stuff that I did used to get angry about. For what? It's because I was lacking that control of everything in the situations around me, and it wasn't serving anybody. Now I'm like, it's just fucking water. It's just water, right? Your life can be full of joy if you can eliminate getting angry over the little shit. And so we're going to make today day one to move you towards peace. And it's very simple strategies to do that, okay? You want to gain peace in your life, then you're going to want to wake up every single day with a level of gratitude. That's it. A level of gratitude. And I want you to think about how great your life would be if you just weren't fucking pissed off all the time. So you have to be able to visualize this positive image in your mind of what your life would be like without the anger. Who are you when your life is at peace? Who are you in a peaceful existence? And I want you to picture that. First thing in the morning, it's that gratitude. Like, thank God I have another shot at this. Thank God I get a do-over. It's a clean slate. What happened yesterday doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. You don't get a do-over. You don't get to take it back. As far as I know, time travel is not open to the public, okay? I think it's like a secret government experiment. I don't know. I'm sure it exists, but it's not our business. So that's it. It's a clean slate today. Have some gratitude and think, who do I want to be? Who am I without this anger? And babe, I want to tell you something. And this is something I literally prayed about this for my kids today. Is that it's not that serious. Okay. It is not that serious. And I know that everywhere I've turned around lately, I've seen people. I'm doing a Zoom podcast, so I can say the words. And I think I'm also recording live on TikTok and Facebook. So I might get banned for this because I know there's trigger words and they cut you off. But suicide has been insanely running rampant these days. And I just wish there was a way for me to like be able to grab some of these people to get them to understand that life is not that serious. We cannot take everything so seriously. We take it serious, then we bury it and we create this monster. We've created this monster in our head and then it just feels so big. But I want you guys to understand life is short. Life is short. Does the issue that's causing you to just constantly feel angry, does it matter in the grand scheme of things? And this is where I pray for my kids because I know some people that, you know, I'm a bartender. I bartend once or twice a week. And so I know what alcoholism looks like. Okay. And there's a lot of really successful, functioning, high functioning, heavy alcoholics in the world. And one of them I care for a lot. Okay. And I obviously I'm not going to name names, but one of them, I'm just like, man, it's hard to watch this because that anger is from the past. And every conversation I've had with this person, the anger comes from the past. And when I say very successful, very high functioning, I mean, you would never know. You would never know. But I see the demons, okay? I see them and I never, that is the prayer for my kids, is I don't ever want them to take everything so serious. Like, life is short. Your parents are going to fuck up. I have fucked up. But we don't poison ourselves because of that. And we don't harbor anger and make ourselves sick because of that. People are going to hurt you. If we take everything so serious and we take everything so personal, we leave no room to grow. We leave no room for forward momentum. So just honestly take a beat and realize that life is short. Does this issue that pisses you off, does it matter in the grand scheme of things? Does it matter when it comes to what you're going to be doing tomorrow? Does it matter with who you want to be in a week or 2 weeks, you know? And I had to go through anger management as a kid. I was a hothead, right? Growing up in juvie, in and out of foster homes. Like, I was a little asshole and I had an anger problem. People looked at me, I took it personal and I wanted to fight, right? That was survival mode. When I went to anger management, they used to tell me, I hope this podcast is recording well. I would go to anger management and they did the whole count to 10. Count to 10. And I used to laugh it off. Like, what the fuck is that going to do? What is counting to 10 going to do to make this emotion feel better inside of me when this monster is screaming to get out? There's so much rage inside of me. But literally, as I've grown and I've gone through this process, counting to 10 really works. And it's not just counting to 10, it's breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And slowly counting to 10. And I count to 10 and I count backwards. And from 10 to go back to 1, I think of everything I'm grateful for. That's it. That pause, practice the pause. That gives you the space, the mental capacity to come up with a better alternative rather than getting angry, rather than being reactive. That's it. Stopping to take a drink of water, to gain your composure, to think. I'm going to say a lot of you bitches are chronically dehydrated. Okay. And yes, am I a water hoe? Yes. I drink over a gallon a day. I'm obsessed. People are like, what's wrong with you? I feel good. Water is so important. You're like literally chronically dehydrated. So I know this is one of those things that my family would roll their eyes for. Take a drink of fucking water. Just drink some water. Not only are you getting distracted from the moment that you're in, but water will definitely make you feel better in that moment. Focusing on your breathing, those deep breaths. You have to realize, listen, babe, listen, bitch, okay? Everybody has an opinion. Everyone has something to say. And we can look at politics, right? We can use that as a perfect example right now. Everybody has something to say. It is pointless to get angry because someone doesn't agree with you. Like, I work for someone who absolutely has very different beliefs than me. Why would I get angry? It's not going to change his mind. It's not going to change his mind. It's not going to change anyone's mind. And if it gets so far as like, if you are emotionally invested, because I know for me with politics, it's not about the politician. I don't give a fuck about the politician. It is about the platform. It is about what, you know, what they really believe in. And this comes from core ethics and core values. So there's no point in me getting angry that there are people out there that are pissed off because they don't have permission to murder a baby, right? There's no point in me getting angry. That's not going to change their mind. I can't own that. I just know like our beliefs and our core alignments and our core values, we don't align. So I don't really have any, there's not a common ground for me with this person. Why would I stay there? Why would I stay in that space? It's just remove yourself, right? How do you feel? Just because I see so much anger, what if it was turned back on you? Imagine people just so furious with you all the time because you didn't agree with them. How exhausting would that be? And would you look at that person differently? Like I look at these guys that get pissed off and I can see the passion. I get it. I can see the passion for sure. We could be passionate, but there's no point in getting angry because you getting angry is drinking the poison yourself. You want to hurt other people. You're not hurting anybody but yourself. That's it. Carrying that anger. We're not going to agree on everything. No one is ever going to agree with anyone on everything. You get to choose how you react, regardless of the situation. And if you can wake up every day and you set that intention, you set the intention of who you want to become, and you don't give up if you slip up. So it means like there are times that I have reacted, no matter how much I've grown. I guarantee there's going to be something I react on, but it is not a constant in my life. And that's my superpower. That could be your superpower. You get to decide to react calmly. And nothing pisses off, really. If you want to hurt someone, if you want to hurt someone and they're angry right now, if you want to hurt them, be calm when they're angry. Nothing will piss off an angry person more. I've used that manipulation tactic my entire life. Is it a little narcissistic? Yes. Is it a little bit of a gaslight? Yes. But really, if you can't react calmly, just walk away. You really want to hurt someone, be calm. Seriously. Those people that are out there reacting angry look like idiots. They're making a fool out of themselves. And it's not changing anyone's mind. Absolutely not. And I know this is the one thing I know when my husband is having a rough day at work and he's, you know, pissed off because it's a high, he works with, it's a high stressful place, right? It can be very stressful. And anger is a quick thing. All the guys, it's a bunch of testosterone, okay? So there's stuff there. So when I feel like he is in it and it's feeling heavy, you know, or even he's feeling heavy, we have heavy stuff going on at home. I make sure I do something that makes him laugh. I know the text that I could send, the GIF that I could send that's going to make him laugh out loud. Think about something funny. You can't be angry if you're laughing. And I guarantee there's something funny in every situation. That's it. There's something funny in every situation. If you can't find it at that moment, think about something else that's funny. Really, you have to just slow everything down. Focus on being patient. And you got to remember that when you are praying or focusing on that intention to be patient, you're going to be given situations to be able to act on that patience. So look at the situation as like, thank you for the answered prayer. I want to be more patient. So thank you for the situations that are testing me. Thank you for the situation that's testing me. Slow things down. Your emotions are not going to get out of control. That monster doesn't grow huge and big if you can react peacefully. People who are patient have more freedom and more options. That's it. If you are so angry that you know reacting is your next thing, you just remove yourself from the situation immediately. Immediately. Anger is literally based on your interpretation of the situation. So stop assuming the worst. If you can flip your thoughts and come up with something positive in that moment, that positive thought is going to result in a positive emotion. This is where you can start to develop that internal happiness. Nothing outside of you is going to make you happy. Nothing outside of you is going to fix all your problems. Everything is in you, and it's about putting ourselves in the position to be willing to become the person that can be calm, to become the person that is not reactive, to become the person that is the peace. Anger is just a sign of poor self-control. That's it. It doesn't lead to a positive outcome. When you're angry, that's where the bad choices come in. And then the cycle of guilt and regret starts chasing each other, right? Just over and over and over. And you don't know how to get off the ride. This is how you do it. Right now, in this moment, you bring it to your awareness. Listen, bitch, I hope my voice is better for these podcasts tomorrow. You guys make sure that you are leaving a review. The stars are awesome, but a written review is the power on Apple and Spotify. So I appreciate you in doing that. If you got value from today's episode, outside of sharing with your friends and family, you can go to Listen Bitch Donations and you could throw a few bucks to buy a bitch some tea. Maybe that's the problem. I'm out of matcha. I'm out of matcha, so that's probably why my voice is fucked up. So if you don't want to keep hearing this, then just throw those donations this way. Otherwise, just share the shit out of it. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.